Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, well, you know, my mother told me every day is Christmas, but this 1 week before Christmas is really Christmas for Bev and I, my parents as well. A dream, your own dream, becomes a reality today when our oldest daughter, Abby, and our son-in-law, Chris, and our two youngest grandchildren arrive into North Carolina for 10 days. Can somebody say hallelujah? Somebody said, well, you're going to spoil your babies? I said, absolutely. Absolutely. But Bev is getting ready for the arrival today. But on today's call, we're going to talk about some things that we need to know about success, or in some cases, we need to be reminded of. Number one, seek godly wisdom in every decision you make. Now, there's a natural human disposition, for whatever reason, to ask everybody else what they think about a particular problem or opportunity before we get around to asking God what he thinks. Judges 18:5 in the New Living Translation. Then they said, ask God, for whether or not our journey will be successful. See, God's opinion should really be the only one that counts. But yet, sometimes we persist doing what we've always done. We need to ask ourselves, what's the track records of our friends when it comes to wise counsel? And how often does God offer the absolute perfect advice? All the time. All the time. Henry Ford, the industrialist, once said, I believe God is managing affairs and that he doesn't need any advice from me. With God in charge, I believe everything will work out for the best in the end. So what is there to worry about? That's a great quote. Number two, you and your family have a covenant for success. You and your family have a covenant for success. 2 Samuel 23:5 in the New Living Translation. Is it not my family God has chosen? Yes, he's made an everlasting covenant with me. His agreement is arranged and guaranteed in every detail. He will ensure my safety and success. Our family members are blessed. Our children were blessed because they lived in our house and for years under our spiritual covering and direction. Psalm 102:2, King James. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Psalm 102:2, this is how it reads in the New Living Translation. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. Wow. Are our children truly blessed because of where we live, what we drive, where we work, or how much we make? Absolutely not. Our children are blessed because we love and honor God. Psalm 102:1, jumping back a verse. Psalm 102:1, the classic amplified. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is a man who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Our children are blessed because we revere, worship, and delight in the Lord. Number three, success is a result of obedience. 1 Kings 2:3, New Living Translation. Observe the requirements of the Lord your God and follow all his ways. keep the decrees, commands, regulations, and laws written in the law of Moses. So then you will be successful in all you do and wherever you go. If things are not going the way you want, maybe it's time for a mental and spiritual checkup, especially from the heart up. And here's some questions. Are we following his ways? Are we obeying his instructions? Are we studying to show ourselves approved? Are we applying our lives to his wisdom? Are we a doer of the word? If we're doing all the things that I just read, then we're on the road to being successful in all we do and wherever we go. I find that the Message Bible of 1 Kings 2, 3 through 5. 1 Kings 2, 3. 1 Kings 2, 3 through 5. I find it brings clarity, a down-to-earth understanding of the scriptures. When David's time to die approached, he charged his son Solomon, saying, I'm about to go the way of all the earth, but you, be strong. Show what you're made of. Do what God tells you. Walk in the path that he shows you. Follow the life map, absolutely. Keep an eye out for the signpost. His course for life set out in the revelation of Moses. Then you'll get on well in whatever you do and wherever you go. Powerful scripture. Four verses. Number four. Others will want to associate with your, well, with you because of your success. 1 Chronicles 2:18. 1 Chronicles 2:18. New Living Translation. Then the Spirit came upon Amasa, the leader of the 30. And he said, we are yours, David. We're on your side, son of Jesse. Peace and prosperity be with you, and success to all who help you. For your God is the one who helps you. So David let them join him, and he made them officers over his troops. Without question, our financial attitude will draw to us people who feel the way we do. We're either blessed or cursed by our association. Proverbs 13:20 in the Message Bible. Become wise by walking in the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. Like a magnet, our thoughts will draw to us the people and circumstances that harmonize with our dominant thoughts. Think about that. Think about who's in your inner circle. Number five, success is given to you by the Lord. Success is given to you by the Lord. 1 Chronicles 22:11, New Living Translation. Now, my son, may the Lord be with you and give you success as you follow his directions in building the temple of the Lord your God. When we put God first, trust in him, then every effort we make will be successful. Now, I know somebody just probably thought, Brother Harold, are you sure about this? Well, it's what the Word says, and I believe the Word. Proverbs 3:6, Living Bible. In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. God will. Scripture didn't say might, could, or should. Scripture says that when we put God first, he will direct and crown our efforts with success. Can somebody say hallelujah? Number six, your faithfulness to his direction guarantees success, even in adversity. Let me say that again. Our faithfulness to his direction guarantees even our success in adversity. 1 Chronicles 22:13 in the New Living Translation. For you will be successful if you carefully obey the decrees and regulations that the Lord gave to Israel through Moses. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or lose heart. See, once again, success is the consequence of the decisions we make and the actions we take based on the Word of God. When we follow His instructions, we'll get His approval. Let me say that again, but just this time maybe a little differently. When you follow His instructions, you will get His approval. In fact, you ought to personalize this statement. When Miss Helena follows God's instructions, Miss Helena will get His approval. When Ray follows God's instructions, Ray and Brenda will get His approval. Personalize it. Get it down inside of you. Hallelujah. Number 7. Always remember, it is God who gives you success. Always remember, it's God who gives you success. 2 Chronicles 26:5, New Living Translation. Uzziah saw God during the days of Zechariah, who taught him to fear God. And as long as the king sought guidance from the Lord, God gave him success. King James Version of that says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Our continual pursuit of our great God, Jehovah, guarantees success in our lives. 2 Chronicles 31:21, New Living Translation. In all that he did in the service of the temple of God, and in his efforts to follow God's laws and commandments, Hezekiah sought his God wholeheartedly. As a result, he was very successful. Pursue, succeed. Pursue, succeed. It's just that simple. Number 8, you must be energetic in every successful venture. You must be energetic in every successful venture. Ezra 5:8, New Living Translation. The king should know that we went to the construction site of the temple of the great God in the province of Judah. It's being rebuilt with specially prepared stones, and timber is being laid in its walls. The work is going forward with great energy and success. Can I tell you that I've never met a lazy man who was successful? Hear me on this 18th day of December. If you have a dream, a goal, or a vision, you got to have fire in your bones. You want to experience the manifestation of what God has stirred in your heart. We're too strong because, like the Energizer Bunny, we'll just keep going and going and going on to victory because we draw our strength from the Lord. Ephesians 6:10, Classic Amplified Bible. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him. That strength which His boundless might provides. Can somebody say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me just say to you, think about these verses. And think about it not just in the next 13 days of 2018. Ask God to prepare you for the things, the mighty things He can do through you in 2019. Get ready. Things are going to change. Hallelujah. Well, if you hear a smile tonight about 6 o'clock, you know it's Bev and I because our grand sugars just showed up. Hallelujah. I do need to tell you, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed to sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking where it stops.